Welcome to the Dave Cave. Dave, Dave, and Justin, glad you could join us on a, what is this, a Wednesday night? Wednesday night, Game 5. We'll just jump right in, hit it.
Oh.
Game 5, Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series. Are Yankees not looking so hot
what
right now?
What the hell happened?
To Aaron Judge.
Hey. Fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Exactly. Well, now we're getting fooled.
I watched every game of the Guardian series, and I could not. I was so alive watching the Yankees play those games, and then they immediately shit the bed.
Well, I mean, it's hard.
There's a lot
I mean,
of factors.
Of yeah. course there is.
Again, I mean,
and Ohtani was out for the first two games.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
He was in.
Yeah.
He's played every game.
Every game with the Yankees.
Didn't he have...
He hurt his shoulder in game two, but he's played.
Yeah, he's been playing.
Oh, I thought they sat
him
out.
He's a non-factor
Look,
at this point.
It's two names you need to know. A Freddy, a Freeman.
Yeah.
Those
yeah,
are the two
know.
Names you got to be
Again,
with.
That was... My heart hurt so bad. Again, I was in New York watching game one. I was in a bar with the brethren. Okay? It was sweet. It was awesome. Great time up until, what was that, the top of the 10th? Or no, the
no,
top of the...
It was the bottom of the
10th. Bottom of the 10th, yes. And that dude walked... We walk Mookie... I'm like, this is stupid. We only need one out. There's two on. I was like, this is so dumb. They walk him. Dude comes up, first pitch, gone. I immediately was like, thank God I paid my bar tab, and we walked out. it was so sad. Everybody in that room was so defeated outside of the two Dodgers fans, and I don't want to see what happened to them after that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I hope they had an escort out
yeah,
of there.
The lady next to me was a New Yorker, and trust me, she was not happy.
Oh, no, of course she's not. Yeah, now, yeah. Look, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Never have been.
Never have been. I'm not... A baseball genius. But for my God's sake, walk Freddie Freeman the rest of the series. Don't even give him a chance.
Yeah,
just
I don't know what
once
we're doing.
Once he gets on the on deck circle, look over at him and point to first base and say, that's where you're going. I was joking around with Joel today. I'm like, look, I don't care if the bases are loaded. Put him on. One run is better than four. I am so sick of seeing this. And God bless him. I like Freddie Freeman. I really do. I mean, he's had issues with his health. He's had issues with his kid's health. I like Freddie Freeman. I don't like him that much.
No.
Put his ass on first base and let's not have to deal with him anymore. I mean, my God. Every time the guy comes up, you're just like, he's going to hit a home run. Yep, there you are.
It's another one for him.
It's unfreaking real what he is doing.
It's so scary. And I never heard of this guy's name until this series.
Well, you don't watch baseball.
Not enough.
He was a stud with the Braves. He didn't want to leave Atlanta, but he got a hell of a deal to go to L.A. I can't blame him. Make the money, fellas. Go do what you need to do. But damn, put that guy on. Do not throw a pitch to Freddie Freeman.
No.
That's all I got to say. Do not do it. So it's been, but the postseason has been great.
Absolutely fantastic.
Has just been awesome. These games have been so much fun to watch. Now, I'll admit, Monday night, I wasn't feeling well, went to bed early. Tuesday night, I was like, oh, God, here we go. I went to bed. I'm like, I can't do it. Especially because he hit a two-run jack in the first inning on Tuesday's game.
Yep, that sold it for me. I was like, damn it.
You can see
crazy.
What kind of fans we are. Get down. That's the jack.
I know. That's what I told. I think I told I told Richard at the bar. I'm like, look, if this happened, if we were down, she would have turned it off in the second inning. Like, it doesn't even.
Yeah, that's just matter. Us. Justin, you said you watched the entire game last night.
I watched the entire game last night. They were down 2-0 in the first inning, and then we're up 11-4 in the bottom of the eighth.
How was Volpe's grand slam? They said that
I watched
place went
it.
Crazy.
We were the kids had just went to bed. Marley was up all day yesterday from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. So I silently screamed my head off when Volpe hit that grand slam. We were sitting in the living room playing euchre, and I watched it. I was like,
yeah, it's hard. Yeah. When we were playing.
And then, oh, my God, who was it that hit the three-run bomb the next inning? Wells. Wells hit a three-run bomb. No.
I know, and he's.
No, was it a three-run? He might have just
Wells,
hit,
Wells
hit
a home run.
Run.
Yeah. He hit a home run. Yeah, I know he hit a home run. Well, again.
I didn't know he was 25. Dude looks like he's 36.
He's rookie. Him and they're talking about him and Luis Gil as the rookies of the year. So, but yeah, they've got to look.
I'm a believer. First team to win a 3-0 series since, or at least the fourth game since 1970. Why not? Let him do it.
Now, look. I love me some Aaron Judge, but we have to admit, I mean, he picked the wrong time to have his second slump of the year. He had it in April when the season started, and now the poor fellow's got it here at the end of the season.
It hurts when he comes up the bat.
It does. Now, if they could somehow win tonight and get this series to 3-2, and with him playing, not swinging the bat like we all know he can, if they can do that, then the asses of the Dodgers are going to pucker.
Pucker.
Yeah.
They're going to pucker.
If he starts hitting.
I mean, going to pucker. So this, obviously every game, it's a must win. I mean, you're down 3-1. You got to get a win. But if they get this win tonight, I can almost guarantee you that flight from New York to Los Angeles is not going to be a good one
for
the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yes, for the Dodgers. No doubt about it. So, but the Yankees, God bless them. It's been a great season. I shouldn't say it like that. Continues to be a great season. Now go get it done, boys. You see that banner over there? I want to add another year to my banner.
This has been the best year of my life. I can't think of a better way to continue it by adding the World Series on it.
No, I'm with you. It'd be a hell of a 2024 for you, for all of us.
Absolutely.
I mean, I got my little granddaughter up there in her Yankee onesie.
That's
like,
right.
This doesn't
so
get
cute.
Any better.
That was so cute.
Yeah, and I got to deal with Mike, the Dodgers fan. He's texting me stuff.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
about texting him the first night during the game. I'm like, wow, good game, huh? And then, you know, again, I'm glad I didn't. I'm picking
oh, no,
my battles.
I've taught you boys well. You never run
I
your
know.
Mouth
I'm
till
picking,
it's
yep,
over.
I'm picking my battles on this.
Never
if,
run your
if,
mouth
if,
till it's
if
over.
If the stars align and we end up winning all the way, then he'll get a text message.
Okay, now here's the other thing. Your brother called us a female part because we didn't want to do the bet.
Okay, I'd like to put my hat in the ring here.
Okay.
I've never bet on sports outside of with you.
Yeah.
I won't do it in the professional setting in any way just because I like sports too much. And I see videos all the time of people getting pissed off, breaking their TVs because they lost a sports bet. And it's like, and I would get upset like that. When I was a kid, I got upset at video games with that stuff. It would take the joy of watching sports away from me because I'd be constantly looking at my phone at the odds or like, is my parlay going to hit? All day.
I mean, of course you wanted to, but I'm at the point like, as soon as I hit bets taken, that money's gone to me. I consider that a loss as soon as I hit submit, and I just pray to God that it hits. I don't know.
I'm also trying to save for a house.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, I'll give you
yeah,
that.
I was about to say. It's like trying to.
No,
it was,
I'm with
it was a busy year.
But
all
I don't know.
Dad, and I'm the one who brought it up.
When Dad brought it up, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, wait, this could be it.
Yeah. Again, I have not made a single bet since they made it legal in Ohio. I've not done anything.
Nope.
I haven't downloaded anything to my phone. None of it. But when I was driving to go play golf, I had sports radio on, and they said something about the odds for the Yankees. Now we're at 13-1 to come back. I thought, okay, if we all put $25 to $30 down, that's not a bad. I mean, that's only $25 a person. That's not a bad investment because you make decent money if it comes back and hits.
Correct.
So.
In my eyes, slippery slope, I ain't doing it.
13-1, though, for that when no team's ever even won a
game?
It's
the Yankees, though.
But still.
They're still stacked.
That doesn't seem like those odds don't seem right to me.
That's because Vegas, there's people that think the Yankees are going to win.
Yeah, that's what that tells you. There's folks that still have some hope that they are. Now, it's almost impossible to do, but, again, we saw it with the Yankees and Red Sox in the ALCS a number of years ago, so it's not like it can't be done.
2004.
Stanley Cup, the last team to do it was the Maple Leafs. I believe they beat Detroit when they were down 3-0.
There was dinosaur bones on the ground.
Pretty much. Pretty much. I won't argue that. So, the Yankees, okay, let's go. Let's switch over to something a little bit happier. Our Fighting Irish have turned this season around.
Wait, what's my Gus Johnson sound?
Hi, everybody. I'm Gus Johnson.
Yep, we're talking college football now.
I mean, it's turned the season around. Now, every single time I watch them, I say the same thing. How the hell did we effing lose to Northern Illinois?
Did you see the lady in the stands wearing Run the Damn Ball
hat? Yes.
I want to buy that so bad.
We were all laughing. Joel was sitting in that recliner right over there, and I said, oh, my God, look at her hat. It says Run the Damn Ball.
That was amazing.
I mean, I've been saying that since day
one. And now it's, again, we all have.
That woman better have had a ring on her finger.
It's a hive mind. Oh, it was a mind for sure.
I don't care. That was sexy.
Right.
Well, I mean, I was sitting in the airport laughing. It was pretty funny. Like, I'm not going to lie. It was hilarious.
Run the Damn Ball.
Everybody knows it. You've got the 1-2 punch of Love and Price. Give them the ball.
I know, and they run for like 8 yards a piece on average.
Give them the damn ball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw that hat right away. I'm like, I got to get that hat.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in green and gold. Yep. That's what made it even better.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
That's
you
knew
didn't see
it,
Justin?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. You just punch up Notre Dame fan, run the damn ball.
I didn't see the game.
Just pull it up on your phone. You'll see it. So, yeah, they've got to figure out to run the ball. And now, look, Riley Leonard has taken big steps over the last few games. I think, if I'm not mistaken, and one of you can look it up real quick because I don't have my phone, but I believe they've won their last three games by a combined score of 131-33.
Yeah.
So they've outscored their three opponents by 100, almost 100 points. Now, you know, Stanford, Georgia Tech, I heard a lot about Navy coming into this game this weekend, and we throttled them.
Six turnovers.
I mean, it was
unreal. They had two turnovers the entire season up until they played us.
Up until that game. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Uh-huh.
And had six in one game.
Watched the entire game on my phone, baby. It was worth it all day.
Well, that was funny, too. Your brother calls you and goes, hey, how many TVs you got on down there? I'm like, dude, you know how many I got on.
I don't know
on.
What happened with that. You know.
He's like, well, turn one of them off.
Yeah.
So I had to do that so he could get in and...
Yeah, I was in the line at TSA. I was like, too many. Like, I'm about to get through security. I need to watch this game. What are you talking about? Come on now. It's 2024.
And give the old man credit. I figured out
what you needed me to do. I was able to watch. Look at that. It's nuts.
I even sacrificed.
I know.
Because I wanted to watch.
Turn it off.
I wanted to watch the Washington-Indiana game, which probably shouldn't have watched that because it ended up being a blowout.
Yeah.
But I had to watch something. I can't remember what the other game was.
Oklahoma-Mississippi, I thought. Might have.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Are we not actively missing the Yankee game right now?
No, it's on at 8.
No, it's at 8:15.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point. Hey, baseball. Hey, Major League Baseball. Can you play a day game in the series, you bum butts?
Especially on the weekends, too.
Oh, my God. How are we not doing that?
Again, I know college football and the NFL are on the weekends now. It's rough. I get it.
I don't care. Play again. It was so nice during the first and second rounds of the playoffs to come home and watch some day baseball.
I think here's the thing, though. I heard this from Joel this morning. There's more people in Japan watching the damn World Series than the U.S.
Oh, yeah, between Yamamoto and Ohtani.
There's four times the population here.
Yeah, but I think he said it was 16 million watched
the
game the other day.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 14 million.
Which is why they're having it at 8 a.m., so those people have the luxury of waking up and watching it and listening at work or whatever, blah, 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 blah. No.
I am so pissed at these games. They didn't play one or two of these games in the daytime.
It's like a 2 o'clock game or something.
It started at 4.
I know. Something.
I mean, you're talking about big numbers. Now most people will watch it at that time.
No.
It's driving me nuts with that. So, yeah, okay. So you got that, and then you got your Brownies.
You know what? All I've seen on social media is everybody loves crab legs. The Jameis Winston meme. I'm all about it. All about. They love him. It's like Deshaun Who at this point, because again, he looked really good last weekend.
Yeah, I mean,
really good.
Now, let's be honest. He threw some passes. That one that hit Kyle Hamilton, right in the hands.
Kyle should have caught that ball.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
They kept bringing it up.
They're
like,
there.
The reason why he's been dumped from all these teams, which is true, is because the dude would just throw interceptions left and right.
But he also threw for 5,000 yards. I mean, the guy can get it done. He just sometimes, I don't know what he's doing.
Like, he just throws the ball on the route and doesn't pay attention? I don't know.
And well, you know what? They take Stefanski, and he doesn't call the plays anymore. It's Dorsey, and then all of a sudden, this offense looks like a team you wouldn't want to play.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
So
all the stars are aligning. Again, I don't know what they probably, you know, whoever the Haslams or whoever owns them, I forget their name.
Haslams,
yes. Yeah. They probably saw that somebody, their grandson was like, hey, look at social media. We suck. Fix it. Figure it out. They're like, okay, let's make the change.
Yeah, I mean, and they didn't have a choice, obviously, because of Watson's injury.
No.
But, oh, and by the way, let me just say this. To you Browns fans who were cheering that guy because he got hurt.
That's a shame.
That's just about as classless as it gets.
Yeah, that's
it
a
really
shame.
It really is.
I mean, come on now. I'm not a Deshaun Watson fan. I'm not a Browns fan either, so let's start right there.
He's still a human.
But, I mean, my God.
I think he should be behind bars.
Because the guy got
hurt.
I mean, that's just...
It's not.
Just like the two boneheads in the Yankee game trying to steal the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove.
Yeah, that's
awesome. What the hell are you two doing?
Imagine spending $2,000 or more on a ticket and then getting ejected because he touched
the
glove.
Time for a donny don't.
Yeah, Yep.
Wait, oh. Don't play that hand. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, you paid good money for those seats. You're sitting right on the rail down the line, and your dumbass tries to steal... Now, it's bad enough that the first bozo put his hand in the glove to try to get it.
Yeah.
But the other idiot who
grabbing
came over there
him.
And held Betts' arm,
yeah, that was...
they should have...
Don't play that hand, dummy.
I cannot believe that the cops weren't down there immediately and jacking their asses out of there. I just could not believe it. We got a technical problem.
Timeout here for a second.
No timeout. I'll keep talking. Justin, you can get up and come plug it in. Yeah. Rudy went bananas down here, ripped out the cord, almost took Justin's head off with it. Now what do we got? Look at this. Now here they go. Did he probably
plug it in the right ones?
Uh-oh. That's right. Don't blow it up. Here we go.
Okay.
That's right. It's back up and running.
Now music's coming up. Dad rock. We'll get copyright. Okay.
Blame your child.
We're good.
Get that dog out of here.
He's upset that he's not upstairs with everybody else.
Well, that's how. If he's going to do it again, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Grandpa's going to get mad at him.
Jeddo. So.
But anyway, these two idiots.
Yeah.
My God. And they lost. And they took their tickets for that. I guess they were supposed to have tickets for tonight's game, and they revoked.
Yeah. Bye bye.
I mean, I think
they're banned for life now at Yankee Stadium.
I would be. I wouldn't let them back in.
No.
Not one bit.
I don't care how drunk you are, whatever.
Absolutely right. Again, it's bad enough for the guy with the glove. But the other idiot who comes rushing over there and grabs Mookie Betts' arm. I'm telling you what, if I'm Betts, I'm swinging.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Betts. I'm swinging.
Oh, I'm like,
don't touch me. Hello?
I'm filing charges.
Unbelievable. I mean, just stay classy, New York.
Yeah, well.
I mean, come on now.
Thanks, New York.
Yeah, we're talking about New York.
Two dummy fans. I don't know. Yeah, and you were just in New York, so let's switch back to that. You talked about the Yankees, but what was it just like being in New York anyway?
We had the Liberty.
Were you there when they won?
Yes. Yeah. Monday morning. So my hotel was two blocks from Times Square. I had to walk through Times Square to get to the office. It was about a mile walk. So every morning I walked through Times Square. The first Monday morning was when the Liberty won. They had them on Good Morning America. So they were there. I saw the trophy, the whole nine. Like, people were outside, like, you know, outside the window, like you would see back in the day, like on TV.
Right.
They were there. So that was really cool.
That's cool.
Is that trophy nice?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing special.
I mean, I didn't.
You know, it's the WNBA.
Won.
They're still trying to earn their money.
Hey, leave them alone.
Yeah. I know.
I'll tell you what, that league's about to bank.
I hope so.
And now they're talking about the players are trying to opt out of their contract in 2025. Look out!
Don't ruin a good thing.
People.
No, I know. They're trying to get their money, but it's,
I know. But don't ruin the good thing. You got great vibes going on.
How they treated Caitlin Clark in the first half of the year, that kind of tells you how those people are trying to handle all this.
Yeah.
But anyways, New York was really cool. Went to really good restaurants, had good food, explored different bars. That hockey bar I went to.
Yeah, the pictures you sent were
cool. I was in heaven. Again, it was that frozen frenzy on that Tuesday night, so all the games were playing. There was fans of all over in that bar, Vancouver, you know, Philly, like the whole nine, all of them.
That's cool.
I think I was the only Toronto fan, so that explained
so
a lot.
The only one with sense.
Well, I was the only one.
Did you show your pride in any way?
Yes, I did. I wore my hat.
Okay.
Yeah, come on now, Donnie. You know
that. I was out there. We don't mess like that.
Plus,
they were playing
sure.
the Blue Jackets, and Richard wore his blue jacket. He might have been the only Columbus fan in there, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, probably.
It was still a good time. But, yeah, we met all walks of life in there. Again, all the different fans. But there was TVs, two to three TVs on every wall, so all the games were on. It was great. It was really good.
There's nothing better. I'm telling you, there's nothing better than being a sports bar with a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much fun. It's a great time.
Yeah, because, again, you're just with sports people.
Yep.
Like, I had a couple people tell me, like, I hate the Leafs, but, man, that was a blown call. I'm like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, again, that little banter back and forth was definitely a...
That's what makes this cave so great. People come over here, we just freaking laugh and have a ball.
I mean, have so much fun. They had the Knicks on because it was, I think, also the opening night of NBA or it was their first home game. And somebody said, the Knicks should pull their goalie. It was hilarious. Because they blew that game.
How about your Cavaliers?
I haven't paid attention
Undefeated.
At all. Oh, really?
They got LeBron and the boys tonight. Mm. They could be 5-0. The Cavs.
I don't even know what our lineup looks like.
Interesting.
Neither do I.
I don't know either. I didn't know they were undefeated. I looked
the scores every night. So, but, I mean, come on now. Yeah. Cavs, make it happen, baby.
I mean, is there anybody that you can name that I would know on the Cavs right now?
Who's the guy?
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah,
Evan
Donovan
Mobley.
Mitchell's still there, yeah.
Mobley.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tristan
Thompson signed again. I think Tristan Thompson's back.
Yeah.
Oh, Thompson's back?
He came back last year, I thought, or the year prior.
What is your dog doing?
He's stressed out and he wants to be upstairs. he does. Or he doesn't have a toy down here to chew on, so he's like ADD mode.
He's having an issue. So that was your week. So you were in New York for a week.
Yep, that was a good time being in the office with everybody. It was good to all hang out and collaborate and do all that jazz and, again, drink every night. So that was a good time.
Yep, well, that's good. And, Justin, speaking of work, back to work you go now. First time back since the baby was born. What was that like?
I worked a 16-hour shift the other day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
Was that your choice or did they voluntold you?
No, it was my choice. Well, unfortunately, the lady that was supposed to relieve me called off 10 minutes before she was supposed to get there, which is a no-no. So, and they had nobody to replace me, so I I didn't know if they were going to have anybody else to come in at 11 either, so I figured they should have somebody at least for 4 hours, and extra money is extra money. I'm not making nearly as much money as I was on nights, so heck yeah, I'm taking that 4 hours. And of course, I consulted Alex first before doing it, because she'd been with Marley all day by herself, because I'd been at work, so she okayed it, and it's not bad. I mean, I don't have to take care of old people really anymore, and that's not the worst thing on the planet. It's a lot less stressful than being a PCA.
Forget all that. How was it leaving your daughter for the first time, though?
I mean, I was sad. Like, throughout the day, I missed her more and more, but,
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Not bad. Like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it's not easy the first time you leave and you have to be away from her for that long because you're so used to being right there.
Actually,
all the
time.
Actually,
now that you mention it, I didn't even have time to process it the first day I had to go into work because I was late. I set my alarm for p.m. instead of a.m. like I was going for night shift. And the only reason I got up that morning was because Marley woke Alex up at 5:55, and then she then violently woke me up saying, "You're going to be late." And then I jumped out of bed and ran and got ready and left. I don't even think I said goodbye to them that morning because I didn't want to be extra late.
And the problem with that was I had just texted you then that night and said, because we were watching the Yankees and Guardians, and I said to you, now remember, you got to get up early tomorrow, and you even sent, "I got to get up early," and then you did the alarm wrong.
I did the alarm wrong. Is what it is.
And set them up. You got four. Yeah, I had four to wake up. I still have four to wake up.
I
have four different alarms on this phone.
Oh, I set one like to, seven. Like
one to jolt me awake. The second one to make sure I do get up. The third one is to make sure I'm up, like out of bed. The fourth one is like, "Hey, are you actually doing stuff?"
You're kidding me.
No, I do.
Four alarms.
Yep. That makes sure I gets up.
Dad, if I showed you my phone, you'd be in disgust.
Well, to you, I believe.
Yeah.
You, I believe.
I'm not a morning person, even though I've switched. I go to bed earlier now that, you know, I'm getting older. It kind of sucks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know.
I
go to bed earlier now before midnight every night. It's crazy. And then I wake up.
Do you have gray hair yet?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. This was a whole discussion last year. I'm pretty sure Elizabeth pointed it out.
No, you have one. I remember her saying something.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you're right. This was a year ago. I guess you are getting old.
Yeah, damn. It's there. Yeah,
I like the haircut, by the way. When'd you get that done?
The day before I left.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Looks good.
Trimmed it up.
Cut yours over there.
Yeah, I know. I need to get a hold of the nurse that cut my hair the last time.
Oh, well, that is true. Yeah, because you said you went in the back room and did it.
Yeah, free,
I'm
baby.
Sure that work doesn't want to hear you talking about, you know, getting your hair cut on work time, but that's probably not a good thing. But
there are worse things that happen.
Yeah, I bet there are. So you're back to work. Alex is not yet. She goes back when?
Next week.
Be prepared. It's almost say to you.
Well, and you know what? I finally got a taste of having Marley by myself. Finally, Alex has been, rightfully so, very anxious about leaving Marley alone with not just me, but anybody. Mm-hmm. But she wanted to go do some running, and I quite frankly wasn't ready to get out of bed yet. So I was like, just leave me the kid and go take care of it. And she did, and it went great.
I mean, but I am telling you, be prepared.
Oh, I'm ready for a FaceTime call about every 20 minutes.
Yeah, you got that right. I am telling you now,
constant
be prepared.
Constant pictures being sent of updates and
that
how
first
she's
time
doing.
They go to work, moms go to work, if a new mom, that's a little bit rough on them. So just be prepared. That's all I can tell you.
But we've been taking her out. We went, like, Daxton, her six-year-old little brother's school, had, like, a trunk or treat.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to that, and we took Marley, dressed her back up in her cute little pumpkin outfit, and got some free candy out of it.
I thought I warned you people that kid was supposed to be an M&M. Did I not send a very descriptive text that said, "My granddaughter is to be an M&M"? I mean, my God, her initials are M&M.
How about you buy the costume?
I said I would.
Go ahead.
I said I would.
Go for it.
Brother, this guy stinks.
I said I would buy the costume.
But I didn't pay for the pumpkin one, and she looked really stinking cute. You know,
I never said she didn't. The picture was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Kid's name is Marley Michelle. Jid those little M&M.
Oh, boy.
I want the M&M.
What did we learn?
Order the M&M.
From the man who hates Halloween, too.
We're getting
into
that in a second, don't worry. But that's my granddaughter now.
From the man who hates Halloween.
You got that right, can't stand it. Now, it's time to get on your mother.
Where's the date?
David!
Not my mom, you leave my mom alone.
Yeah, this is my mother.
All right, well, you would, I think, would agree on this.
Okay.
So weeks ago, I said to your mother, do not buy the Halloween candy until a day or two before Halloween.
I was on the phone.
Did you eat it all?
Hold on, man. Go ahead, David.
I was on the phone when Dad yelled at Mom about buying candy too early, but go ahead. It was hilarious. But go
so
ahead.
I told her, do not buy the candy early. You can't do that to a dad because the candy's in the house. Our foot starts to twitch. Our ears tingle a little bit. Our nose starts to smell it.
And the candy's like,
coming at you.
How you doing? How you doing?
Coming at
it's like
you.
A pie on a windowsill. Yeah.
So I said, don't do that. Don't buy the candy early. So I don't know. It was maybe a week or two later. I open up the pantry because, you know, we give the dogs their little bones with peanut butter on it because they just that's their little treat. When I come home from work, give them that, you know, say, oh, good puppy. Oh, do the puppy. I'd give them that and they do their thing.
That needs to be a sound. I think the goo 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 boo boo.
So I open the pantry door. And as soon as I do, it's like the little devil from Animal House is on my shoulder. Hey, dummy, it's down there. Right there. Look at it, dummy. It's right down there. There it is. Three big-ass bags of candy sitting in one of those, you know, shopping bags that you take into the grocery store with you unless you want the plastic.
The plastic, yeah.
Three big bags of that. Now, I'm not saying your mother opened the bag and gave me the candy. But Jesus, Joseph and Jenny, if you're going to leave it there, this is what's going to happen.
Also, Dad with the candy.
Damn right. Yeah, everybody knows me. I got a sweet tooth. I'm just piling in candy corn a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So, of course, I got to look to see what it is. And what's the first freaking bag on top? Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pumpkins.
Rip.
That's tough.
What in the hell is a man supposed to do?
Oh, you're not. Unless you're David, you don't eat it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well.
David is the exact answer to that question. What is a man supposed to do? But
he's got an allergy, peanut allergy, so he can't eat them. But the rest of us.
You know, if that was a Milky Way bag, though, we'd be in trouble.
Wait, I'm not done. Oh,
we'd be in trouble.
We don't. That's absolutely correct.
Don't. Oof. So I'm diving into these things. And I thought, okay, what else do we have in here?
Oh,
we'll open up the bag, and what do I see? Twix bars, Milky Ways, and Snickers. And I'm like, it's the freaking triumvirate. It's the Holy Ghost, Jesus, and God all in
the
one
four
bag.
Horsemen.
I mean, what in the hell are we doing?
Four horsemen of the fatpocalypse.
And each time I took one out, I'm bitching at your mother. I'm like, what? I told her not
How
to
could
do
you do this,
this
to me?
The smile on her face. The smile on his face.
How could you do this to me?
I'm like, what is she doing? So she gets home, and I just I'm sitting there. I'm just looking at her. I said, honey, what did I tell you about buying that Halloween candy? Well, I hid it. You hid it. You put it in the pantry, for Christ's sake. If you hide something, you hide it.
It was in a bag.
Yes, that's what she said. You weren't supposed to find it. Like, Jody.
I mean, that's something she can't leave in the trunk, you
no,
know?
No,
like,
bring it in the bring it in the house. Sneak it in when I'm not around, like she did when she brought it in.
Yeah.
Hide it in the bedroom closet. Put it in your panty drawer or sock drawer or something like that. Although I do the laundry, so I would have maybe found it.
Wherever you keep your lady feminine products.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking for those. So
exactly. What I'm saying, put them there.
But I'm just saying, what in the hell are we doing? So, long story short, those bags are a little late for tomorrow's Halloween trick or treat. I'm just like.
And the house is going to get egged because they ran out of candy.
Well, it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, we might not have that big a crowd anyway. But I'm like, what are you doing?
The amount of Halloween candy bags I put little slits in to steal candy out of when I was a kid is unreal.
Dude, do you hear this?
What does he think? We're new?
I know. Well, it's like.
You know, he said, I used to sneak down and get the candy corn. I'm the only one that eats it. So I know when it was a little lower than what it should have been.
Sometimes you guys would leave the bag in the pantry, and I would absolutely just refill from the bag.
Well,
and
I'm not arguing
that,
but when it was in, like, the candy jar over here, you guys crack me up. You don't think we don't know?
Oh, we don't know. We don't know.
It's a point of pride for a dad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is. I don't get mad at that kind of crap. Mom would be like, hey, Stank, they just did it again. They're looking for Christmas gifts. No shit. What do you think they're going to do? You tell them the Christmas gifts are in the house. What do you think they're going to do? It's like the Halloween candy. You cannot put it in the pantry. I love that. Was the best part of it. I thought I hid it in the pantry. I'm in that thing every single freaking day. And that's where she put it. Oh, your mother's going to drive me up.
I hid it underneath the flashing light arrow.
Yeah, with a big sign. candies in here.
Don't eat.
Don't touch.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, go ahead and tell a man don't touch. Yeah. It's not like we don't hear that enough. Red. And when we get a chance to touch it, we'll touch it.
Oh, wait.
David.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, I could not believe she did that. After I specifically said to her, don't buy Christmas candy 2 weeks out. Get it a day or two before the holiday.
But it's the most expensive, or they might be out.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what she said. It was on sale. Not if you got to go back and buy five more bags.
It's funny because Amanda did the same thing. Alex's mom, she bought like Halloween candy like a month ago. Because
it was on sale.
On sale.
Because it was on sale.
And one of them was Airheads, and Dave and I destroyed that bag.
Well, yeah. What we learn, if you buy it on sale, it's going to be gone before Halloween. So
and
you're
then
losing
back
money.
Dads,
so you're losing
gone, man.
That's how they get you with the sale.
That's,
they know.
Look,
they
that's
know.
Why wives need to listen to husbands a little bit more.
We know what we're talking about.
When
sometimes.
It comes to that stuff, we do.
Sometimes.
No, I'm telling you. When it comes to food, fellas, no. So here, give me a don't eat don't.
Oh, a don't eat don't. I got
another
that.
One.
Yeah.
Don't play that hand, dummy.
Wives, when a husband tells you don't buy the Halloween candy, it's too early, he means it. There's no middle ground. Don't buy that crap. Because what's going to happen, we're going to eat it all, and you're going to go back and get more, and you're going to spend more money.
And then yell at us, even though that's we told you.
That's what Dad heard. Somebody was barbecuing when the candy came
it's
in
like,
the house.
It's like, don't do that. Get it the day or two before. I don't care if it's not on sale. It comes one damn time out of the year. Just go get the candy. And don't get that crap candy either. She almost bought a bag of with the dots in them, you know, a little box of dots. I said, you know how bad those are? Break your teeth when you bite into that.
Well, not if they're fresh.
Really? Really? You think they're fresh?
No.
They've been sitting in a warehouse somewhere for a year because they couldn't sell them, and then they bring them back over.
I genuinely, this must be the only time of year these companies make money to stay around for the next year, because who in their right mind genuinely goes out of their way to be like, milk duds?
Valentine's Day? I think that's like the only other day that you're like, it's appropriate to buy candy, man.
Mother's Day? You can get mom
some chocolates.
Valentine's Day.
Why not show your mom you hate her by getting her some milk duds and dots?
That's not me. The turtles.
See what?
Hey, moms do like turtles.
Everybody
like
hates
turtles.
Chris.
Well, you can't eat them, but turtles are good.
I like turtles.
Shows a little bit of love.
I like some turtles.
You buy them turtles, that shit ain't cheap. I'll tell you that right now.
All I think is Rochelle from Everybody Hates Chris.
That's right,
the turtles.
My turtles.
Yeah. But it's same with candy corn. I mean, it's only out one time of the year.
Yeah, no, nobody's buying Christmas. Nobody's buying candy corn in June. Come on now.
Oh, I would if I could find it.
Oh, my God.
And it's got to be Brock's. Don't give me that other crap. Don't bring home.
We're coming back to brands again.
Don't bring home.
We are.
We bought
give
more
me a
Charmin.
Don't. No, I got another one.
Don't play that hand, dummy.
Don't buy nothing but Brock's either when it comes to candy corn, because that other stuff is terrible.
It's like chalk.
It is so bad.
It is not good.
It's not good.
The Brock's is without a doubt the best. It is the absolute best. Don't let anybody tell you any different. You got to get the Brock's. That's the one you buy. I don't know why anybody else would buy any other, but yeah, I don't, the whole candy thing with Halloween, I don't know what we're going to do. I carved a pumpkin with my little brother. We carved pumpkins. It actually doesn't look too bad.
No.
Did you see it outside?
Yeah, of course it did.
I mean, it don't look too bad, but it's supposed to be crappy tomorrow night. So this could be interesting with how many kids we get. I don't know. Do they do anything where you live, David?
No, we didn't get a memo or anything.
No, nothing. No. Yeah, I wasn't sure what they would do there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and did you already do out your at Alex?
We were given a date. I don't remember what it is.
It's probably
I think I work.
It's probably tomorrow then.
Yeah,
probably.
I mean, there's this day called Halloween on the 31st.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
tomorrow.
It's a big day. They made
movies.
Yeah,
I mean,
surely they don't have it once a year, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jeez, oh Pete, unbelievable. Here's the other good thing. We're less than a week away from the election. I cannot wait for this to
I
be
voted
over.
Today.
Get it over with.
Yeah.
I voted early. There was no line. I walked in and out. It was great.
I cannot wait for this to be over. I am so ready. I think everybody else is too, but I mean, God almighty, I am ready to go. What's he doing now? This dog.
He's Sabatugi.
Chattanoogie.
Chattanoogie.
Get that dog a Prozac.
I don't know what. He's whining like Winston.
Uh-huh.
He's being very needy. I don't know why.
Oh, Winston's not a needy dog.
Winston whines all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
That's his baseline.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear him whining hardly at all.
Well, it's because he was happy there were people there.
Yeah. Well, when he was there, ugh.
But if you're there for a while, typically he, yeah.
Got to see Layla. That was great.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
And I, by the way, Madison and Chandler, kudos to the house. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
I
told her
I like that. But I think the other one was there's nothing wrong with the other house. Nice house. But this one here, I just like the layout of it better. I love the backyard. Was great with the
layout, face. Location.
Yep. Loved every bit of that. It was great, thing. Yeah. So, yeah. Very nice. They did a nice job on that.
I'm hearing baby noises upstairs, and I'm getting FOMO.
Well, I think the dog is, too, every time he hears them talk upstairs.
All right, then, let's cut her off, and hopefully this time next week.
I would like to point out, because my dad roasted me about not buying Charmin, but I bought Charmin again.
There you go.
We have our new toilet paper holders.
And now
although,
it works.
I'll end on this, though. I got a bidet. I don't know if I talked about that last time.
We did. We said you liked it more for the pleasure than the...
I don't remember talking about...
No, I don't think I don't think this was on the podcast. I got a bidet.
Yes, we did. It most certainly is.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm not going to argue, but...
I've been telling you, after a month of using it, it's great. That's all I got to say. $35. Easy hookup.
$35, eh?
Mm-hmm.
$35 for a bidet?
Oh, it does a squirt water up your, your area.
Backside?
Yeah, that's all you need it for. I don't need the heated seat. I don't need the heated water.
Of all the things for you to be bougie on, I for sure thought you were going all out.
No.
That is a man's sacred place. Of all the things to go all out on, that kind of makes sense.
That's my office.
$35, that's cheap for you.
That's my office toilet. That's where I go to every day.
Exactly, so why wouldn't you want
to I'd rather go to the bathroom. I'd rather walk in the middle of the night to that bathroom than use the one that's right 2 feet away from my bed.
So get it heated.
I don't need it.
Well, wait a minute. What am I missing here? Why didn't you put it in the...
Because I use that bathroom more. It's right by the office.
Okay, so now I have other questions here. See,
go right ahead. This is what we'll wrap up on. Go ahead.
You could get it with heated water?
Yes, but guess how much those cost?
How much?
A couple $100. And its sole purpose is to squirt water at my butt. Why would I spend that much money? And
you can't tell me that cold water don't hit that backside.
Oh, the first time that was a whoop moment.
That's what I'm talking
that was
about.
A whoop. Now I'm used to it. It's like okay, cool.
When I
move and literally. I get my house, yes, I will invest the money.
You ain't
putting
them in all your bathrooms, are you? Because when a brother sits down and something shoots up into me,
you
gotta
turn it on. It's not automatic, okay? It's not like the Japanese where you sit down and it greets you, plays a little noise, and then
squirts. What
you
gotta do?
You turn a little knob. That's it.
Next time you come over, you'll pedal like a drummer.
No. No, you just turn a little knob next to your thigh.
No, that ain't going to work. I'm telling you right now.
Rev it up like an engine.
Well, when I hooked it up the first time, when I hooked it up the first time to test it,
did
I turned it
Elizabeth
on.
Did Elizabeth do it first?
No. I turned it on, and the little the nozzle hides itself until you turn it on. So I was like,
this
let me see.
This doesn't sound good at all.
I was like, let's see if it
works. Wait a minute.
Let's see if it works. I turn it on. Whoosh.
How far did it go?
I was like, okay, I hooked it up right. It's not leaking.
How far did it go?
Oh, it went all the way to the wall. It hit the wall.
I've always wanted a water fountain in my bathroom.
Oh, my God. That's gross. That's gross.
Hey, Elizabeth, bring me a mop.
Yeah. I need paper towels stat. It's everywhere.
Make sure it's Bounty.
Bounty.
Can you adjust the pressure?
Yes.
You got it on high, don't you?
Oh, I do. Yo, it's blasting. It's blasting. And again, I don't use...
Man's out there with a power wash.
Oh, yeah.
2006.
I've never felt cleaner in my life. I'll tell you
did
that
you
right
just
now.
Say? It's like clearing out shit from 2006.
Oh yeah, it gets deep. Yeah, you're definitely feeling like $100 after that.
Is it like a PSI, like a power washer? You can put different tips on it.
I bet you can. You can adjust the angle and all that.
Okay,
stuff.
So wait a minute.
It sprinkle.
A little fountain. A little spritz.
Hold on a minute.
It's like a Windex bottle. Yeah.
Hold on a minute. So you can get it with warm water. They can heat it.
Yeah, if you pay for the extra ones.
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
And did you say it comes with a heated seat?
Yeah, you can get one with a heated seat.
And you didn't get that either.
No.
Dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Heated
seats at least.
We're talking $35, gentlemen.
I don't care.
$35.
You're not the cheap
one. You're
going
to go out and buy Halloween candy too, I suppose. But listen to me. If you're going to do this, go all out.
Right.
Go
when
all
I
out.
Buy a house. You don't. This is a trial run.
You can't just.
And I have a whole other toilet to add another one if she wants it. Then we'll.
I'm going to say what Justin was going to say. You just can't take the one you got now and move it to the house.
Save the box.
it's going to the spare toilet. Listen. You know what? Get one and try it.
Are you crazy?
Get one and try. I'm telling
you. What I'm going to do is. I'd love to get one and not tell your mom and then do it myself when she goes to sit on it. Can you get like a remote control for
yes,
it?
They make remote control ones.
Oh, hell yeah. Christmas. Yeah. We're getting one. As soon as your mom sits on that thing, I was going to be saying nothing. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right. Honey, get out of the bathroom. Nope.
I'm going to be in here for a while. It's a real mess in here. We're in trouble.
Music starts playing.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Comes
saying.
Out smoking a cigarette.
Wow, that was a great action in the bathroom. It was a real good time. Oh,
what is happening? Tony bought a bidet.
It's great.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
Oh, my. So it's just one little hose?
Yeah.
They're not like coming out from different jets like a hot tub?
No.
It's just one little hose right in the twunker.
Yeah. Again, next time you come over, I'll show you.
Oh, my God. What did you just say?
So next time you come over, I'll show you what it looks like. I won't show you in action. We'll have to get towels ready.
He damn near took off a ceiling tile with
Although
thing.
I might just do it again just for the laugh. Because you'll find it. Again, it just little nozzle comes down. As soon as you turn it on, it goes straight up. Well,
oh, I ain't going there.
I know, you don't have to.
Start timing it to music.
Oh,
yeah,
my
you don't
God.
Have to go there.
Do a little
what
show.
Does Elizabeth think of this?
I think her dad has them in his house, so she's like, yeah, cool.
Oh.
I don't know if she used them often or not, but.
Oh, my God. If I swear
you. Can
to
ask
you.
Her about it after this. The first time she used it was hilarious. I was in the whole other room, and all I hear is.
Because it's cold water, you
yes,
think, dog.
It's fine. It's
God
fine.
Almighty. I'm telling you, think about that. Get the warm water,
it's
right?
Cool. Okay, go ahead and spend. You want to give me a good sure. Christmas God. Gift. Bidet.
Oh, if I swear to God, if you'd have told me 10 years ago, I'd be down here talking to my son and he's got a bidet, I'd have been like, you're nuts.
It's great.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
Unbelievable. Well, I don't think we can top that.
No.
Well, I mean, I really don't think we can top that. We'll try, but I don't think we can. So keep that in mind, folks. Donies and bidets.
Donie
what more
bidet.
Do you want?
That's the title right there.
Yep.
Peace out.